Just a couple of years ago, home prices were rising month after month. And as prices went up, so did the number of real estate agents hoping to cash in on the boom. Many of those new agents have never lived through a typical slump in housing, much less the sharp downturn we're going through right now. As Gloria Hillard reports, some are getting out of the business altogether.
Real estate agent Valerie Quaid has just reported to work. It's 6 p.m. and a Monday, so it's a slow night.
Here's your Pinot. Well, I started working at restaurants when I was 16, and so it was a natural place for me to look for a job in the restaurant industry once the real estate market started going downhill.
Quaid is one of the thousands of real estate agents across the country who have had to take another job in the wake of the current downturn. She became an agent in 2001, at the beginning of the housing boom in Los Angeles.
It was definitely like a gold rush. I mean, people were writing offers left and right on anything.
Paul Bishop is with the National Association of Realtors.
Our membership rose significantly over the first part of the decade when we added several hundred thousand members.
But today, especially in hard-hit states like California, Florida, Arizona, and Nevada, he's expecting a decline in membership renewals. Those who are less seasoned will be the most vulnerable, Bishop says.
For new entrants, it's a little more challenging than it has been over the last several years. Those who are established in their careers are certainly hanging on.
Mary Cornock, a veteran 20-year RE/MAX agent in Lancaster, California, is one of the agents hanging on. We're in her car, where she still spends 50% of her time, she says. She's been through this before, in the 90s, and her income is down, but she's still working.
I have great clients. They are very loyal, and they send anybody and everybody they know to me.
Although these days, most her calls are meetings with people who are facing foreclosure.
Our listings, probably 75% of them, are either bank repo or a short sale.
For as far as the eye can see, the high desert landscape is now dotted with new housing developments, with small flags whipping in the wind and fancy names like Grande Flora.
Nice big bonus room.
Their closet space is plentiful. You'll notice there are closets all over this.
At the beginning of last year, the four-bedroom house with the small dirt yard would have been overrun with buyers and agents. Now there are a precious few of either. She says a few years ago, it seemed everyone in town had a real estate license. In February, when dues for her local board of realtors came due,
we lost almost, I would say probably, almost 50% of our membership.
Where did they go?
They get what we call a real job.
One of those people is real estate agent Sue Brown on her new job with a computer software company.
Are we doing the CCL account first?
Yes.
She says the transition hasn't been an easy one.
When you've made $100,000 a year and you go, okay, now I can make $25,000. It's not going to pay my bills. It's very difficult.
The single mom of three says she was drawn to real estate because it was a good job that didn't require a four-year college degree.
I think a lot of women in this position, because real estate was so easy to get into.
On her job at Spazio's restaurant in Los Angeles, Valerie Quaid would agree. She hasn't decided if she'll ever go back into the real estate business full time.
I'm thinking of becoming a writer.
Sitting at the bar, I wondered if this might be a good place to meet potential clients.
Oh, actually, I have met someone that wants to buy a house. I don't think he's completely motivated yet, but he knows I'm an agent, and we're going to be talking as soon as he's ready.
For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.
This is All Things Considered.